Let's talk about this tunnel tour and the buildings. And let's begin with the Phil Tower that was built in 1927.
Right after World War I, all these oil barons were sailing back and forth to Europe. Of course, they had homes in the Maple Ridge edition. And then they decided, see ya, they decided that they'd build their mansions. Well, Skelly had this big mansion, and then Sinclair had this big mansion. Phillips had this big mansion, and the Travis brothers built their two mansions next door to each other on Peoria. Now, one is the Tulsa Garden Center, and then the other mansion is now the Tulsa Historical Society.
And we have Philbrook.
Philbrook is further over. That was all just kind of pasture land, and a lot of them even just picked it up. They didn't even pay for it because it was there. Philbrook had runoffs so they wouldn't flood. One of the big areas, which is the Pearl District, it flooded all the time next to the Oaklawn Cemetery there at 11th and Peoria. That place just flooded all the time. I remember my uncles talking about it. Underground, I don't know how many feet, is a huge pipe that carried off the excess rainwater clear down to the river. I remember at one time, one of the mayors wanted to make a canal out of that like they did in Oklahoma City. But there's so many businesses there that wouldn't hear of it.
Let's bring you to the Phil Tower building. We want to talk about the tunnel between the Phil Tower and the Philcade. Tell us about the Phil Tower building. Who built it?
Five Phillips brothers moved down here. Frank and Casey went to Bartlesville because they hit the Nellie Stone oil well. They've got the Phillips Mansion there and the Wall of Rock and the Phillips Museum, Phillips Building. Waite and Wyatt were twins. So Waite came in and built the Phil Tower on that corner right there at 5th.
In Boston.
And across the street is the Philcade. So when Waite saw the Mayo brothers come in and built the Mayo Hotel and the Mayo Building, he said, we don't want them to get all of the traffic down that way. So he builds the Philcade as a department store. It was an exclusive department store. My aunts shopped there. He made it really uptown. Well, Josh is on the corner, and he builds the Mid-Continent building, the big white building, and he's bragging to all the other oilmen, I've got the first skyscraper in Tulsa. Waite thought, oh, no. So he puts the tower up on top of his building, so it'll be taller than Josh Costin's. They waited a few years, and then here comes Reading and Bates. This was in the early 80s. We want a building in the oil barons area, but there's no place to put it. So who's going to let us put it on top of one of your buildings? Phillips went, oh, no, you can't have our buildings. Josh Costin, he didn't care. He was a daredevil anyway. He said, yeah, you can put it up on top of my building. It's okay. Well, that was an engineering feat because it is resting. It is not attached. I take people downstairs and show them what's holding it up. It's cantilevered on top. 24 more stories are on top of the Mid-Continent building, and there's 6 inches of space between the two buildings. They had to fortify all those columns down underneath the Mid-Continent building in order to hold up those 24 stories up above. When I tell people that and then I take them down in the basement and show them what's holding it up, they go, oh, my God. And I go, well, that's the way they do it. It helps in earthquake areas. And now that we're having earthquakes, it's a good thing they did that. So anyway, I do my tunnel tours. I've got one this afternoon at 4:00 and I'm doing a group from Fort Smith, Arkansas that's coming in. This journalist wrote a story in a magazine in Fort Smith, and I've got people coming in from Van Buren and Fort Smith in droves. Anyway, now you knew that those tunnels were flooded 3 years ago.
Right, but let's go back to the Phil Tower, and then Waite Phillips lived in the top floor of Philcade.
They all had gorgeous, gorgeous penthouses upstairs, up on the top floors because they entertained their clients. The Phillipses had apartments for their families, and they said that because Tulsa had so many bootleggers and bank robbers and what have you, and they kidnapped one oil man, they said, we need the tunnels for protection. It was a twofold purpose. They had the tunnels where they could come in and out, and if they entertained clients up in their penthouses, the bellboys from Tulsa Hotel knew where to go get the hooch and the girls, because May's rooms right there was on First Street, and she had that whole block practically.
Who?
Pauline Lambert, that had May's rooms.
May's rooms was a hotel.
It was a cat house, mm-hmm. like that big two-story red brick mansion south of Southern Hills Country Club. Mm. So the oilmen would just call the bellboys at Tulsa Hotel, and they knew where to go get the hooch and the girls and bring them down the tunnels and take them upstairs to the penthouses. See, those guys had so much money, they didn't care. They could do anything. You couldn't touch them.
So Waite built Phil Tower and Philcade.
Mm-hmm.
Wyatt wasn't here then.
Waite has his initials on everything in the Phil Tower, across the street, under the tunnels that went under 4th Street. The part that is under the palisade now is caved in, because when they were doing the fancy brickwork for the centennial celebration in 2007, they caved in the part. I can show you when I take you through the tunnels. The door was blocked. But that original tunnel part of it that's under the street is still there.
Yes, Waite was a twin, and Wyatt was the name of his brother.
Yeah. Waite and Wyatt. Waite stayed here. Wyatt went down to New Mexico to be with the other brother that had the ranch down there.
Wyatt died in 1902.